哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our study.
那我们继续来看《民数记》的第27章。
Let us turn back to the book of Numbers, chapter 27.
民数记的第27章。
Numbers chapter 27.
我们来看《民数记》27章的第四节。
27 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
为什么因我们的父亲没有儿子，就把他的名从他族中除掉呢？求你们在我们父亲的弟兄中分给我们产业。第五节。
Verse 5.
于是摩西将他们的案件呈到神面前。第六。
6.
神晓谕摩西说，希罗非哈的女儿说的有理，你定要在他们父亲的弟兄中把地分给他们为业，要将他们父亲的产业归给他们。这是我们今天早上所学习的一段记载。
And this was the passage that we learned this morning.
我们谈到希罗非他女儿的勇敢。
We talk about the bravery of the daughters of Zelophehad.
他们知道这是对的事，所以把它呈在摩西的面前。
And they knew what was right, so they brought it before Moses.
我们学习希罗非他女儿的态度。
And we can learn from their attitude.
一件对的事，不见得要在冲突跟愤怒当中得到你所要的答案。
Doing what is right, they do not have to do it with anger or a zeal.
所以在这里说，当他们把事情带到摩西的面前。
And as stated here, when they brought it before Moses.
他们对摩西以及众首领说，求你们给我们产业。
They spoke to Moses and the leaders of the peoples to please give them the possession of inheritance.
我们也学到说他们的目标。
And we have learned of their goal.
他们争取产业不是为了这些物质上的好处。
They did not try to gain this inheritance for their material wealth.
而是有一个更高更重要的目标跟追求。
But there was a higher and a better purpose.
所以我们今天在坚持什么？
And so today, what is something that we are very firm in?
我们今天在争取什么？
What is something that we're trying to gain?
是为了自己的好处。
Are we trying to gain for our own advantage?
还是要表明我比别人更聪明？
Or to tell others that we are better than them?
还是要看出我的影响力有多大？
Or to show others how influential we are?
还是像他们一样有一个更高更美更有价值的目标。
Or we are like them that we have a higher, a better, and a more beautiful purpose.
最后我们有谈到希罗非哈女儿所付出的代价。
And in the end, we talk about Zelophehad's daughter and their price that they paid.
你想要做好事，你想要走对的路。
In order to do what is good and is right.
是需要为他来付出代价的。
They paid a price.
我们看到圣经当中所有为神所重用的工人。
And we can look back at all the people in the Bible that have been used by God.
在他们侍奉的路上，每一个人都为了他们的选择付出了代价。
That all of them in their life of servitude that they have paid a price for God.
就像保罗告诉我们的。
Just like what Paul have told us.
保罗在提摩太前书第三章第五节告诉我们。
In 1 Timothy chapter 5, Paul said.
我们来看一下提摩太前书。
Let's read 1 Timothy.
不是。后书。我们看提摩太后书哦。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们看提摩太后书的第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们看第十二节。
Verse 12.
提摩太后书的三章第十二节。这里说，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。在这里圣经告诉我们非常清楚。
And here the scripture clearly tells us.
你如果想要敬虔度日。
If we want to live a godly life.
你要选择一条不同的道路。
To live on a different path.
你希望活出一个不一样的生活。
To live a very different lifestyle.
你希望拥有一个不一样的价值。
To have a different value system.
在这里说你一定要受逼迫。
Here tells us that we will suffer
persecution. 这是我们的一个选择。
And this is a decision.
如果你选择要敬虔度日。
If you choose to live a godly life.
你就要为他来付出代价。
Then you will pay a price for it.
因为主耶稣告诉我们。
Because Lord Jesus Christ.
说从施洗约翰的日子。 子直到如今
told us from the time of John the Baptist till now.
他说天国是努力的人进去的
The heavenly kingdom is for someone who strive to enter.
说努力的人才能得着
Those who work hard to enter will receive it.
这个努力在原文它是征战啊
And this word hardworking is means to battle.
是要不断的征战到最后才能进入的
To fight till the very end so you can enter.
这就是我们必须要做的选择
And this is a choice.
更要为他预备所付出的代价
And this is a choice that we must pay with the price.
所以信仰从来不是不劳而获的
So our faith is never something that we can just easily receive.
你一定要做选择
You have to make a choice.
你要选择你要爱世界还是要爱耶稣
You can choose to love the world or love Jesus Christ.
一个人不能侍奉两个主
A person cannot serve two masters.
你不能说我今生要做财主，我来世要做拉撒路。
You cannot say I would want to be Lazarus in this life and a rich man in the next life.
今生要不要做财主是神的旨意。
Whether or not you are a rich man in this life is by the will of God.
我们要确定的，今生不管发生什么事，我们来世一定要像拉撒路一样，在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里。
We have to ensure that no matter the type of life we live in.This time we must live like Lazarus.
所以一个人不能够又贪爱世界又拥抱耶稣。
So someone cannot love the world and love God.
你必须要做一个选择。
That you must make a choice.
并且要为他来付出代价。
And that you must pay a price.
所以我们今天早上谈到西罗非哈女儿，值得我们今天学习效法的地方。
And this morning we talked aboutDifferent points that we can learn from the daughters of Zelophehad.
那在下午我们就来看一看摩西跟众首领处理的态度跟方法。
And this afternoon, we will study how Moses and the leaders were able to clarify this case.
我们来看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
民数记的27章第五节。
Chapter 27, verse 5.
这里说，于是摩西将他们的案件呈到神的面前呢。在这里告诉我们说，当这些小女子来到摩西的面前。
Here tells us when these women came before Moses.
摩西并没有因为这些人的卑微而忽略掉他们的祈求。
Moses did not overlook them based on their lowly status.
我说哇，这是在会幕前，是摩西是首领啊。
And this is in front of the tabernacle of meeting, in front of the leader, Moses.
这个摩西是在当时以色列百万百姓的领袖。
And at the time, Moses was a leader of all the millions of Israelites.
是神所用的工人。
And he was a worker used by God.
是大有能力的领导者。
He was very powerful.
是以色列人当之无愧的首领。
And he was the only leader of the Israel.
但是这些小女子只是众多人当中的几个小女子而已。
Now these women are only a few out of all these people.
他们的爸爸已经不在。
That their father have passed away.
他们没有任何的兄弟。
They don't have any brothers.
他们还没有结婚，所以也没有先生。
They are unmarried, so they do not have husbands.
所以在这众多数以百万计的以色列百姓当中。
So out of all these millions of Israelites.
他们是最少数最弱势当中最弱势的团体。
They are low in number and low in status.
因为我们说过以色列是个父系社会是个男人为主的社会。
And as we've spoken before, Israel is a patriarchy society.
所以你看他们在记录他们的家谱几乎都只说男生。
So in their genealogy, they only mention the male.
但是在这里啊高高在上的摩西面对几个小女孩啊，还没有结婚嘛，小女孩啊。
But here Moses, who is above all, stand before these women who are low in status.
他们没有父亲替他们出头。
They do not have a father, behind them.
他们也没有兄弟替他们出来讲话。
Or brothers speaking for them.
他们也没有先生来支持他们。
They do not have husbands that support them.
在当代来说，这些女孩子是什么都没有，而且没有任何的社会地位。
And at the time, they are people who have no status and nothing to bring.
是以色列的层级当中、社会当中最低的一群。
And they are of the lowest status of people.
啊，但是这最卑微的一群却能够来见到摩西的面。
But yet these people were able to see the face of Moses.
而且不但见到了摩西的面，摩西还倾听他们的诉求。
And not only so, Moses listened to their case.
啊，这个是摩西让你我今天要好好学习的地方。
And this is something that we can both learn from.
一个人当他的社会地位很普通。
When a person is of an average person in the society.
要听听别人的话，要跟别人互动，这个并不困难啊。
It's not for this hard for this person to interact with members of the society.
哦，你看呐，你要是去路边摊吃饭啊。
Let's say if you were to eat on the street.
哦，那你呀，啊，那个人家哇，这个忙得满身大汗，你跟他打招呼聊天，他一样陪你啊。
And those people who have these food carts near the street, and they would be happily to chat with you.
哦，为什么？因为身份的关系嘛，他不会觉得说，哦，我跟你讲话好像有什么不行的，有什么不好的、啊、
Because of their status, they don't feel like it is wrong to speak to their customers.
啊，但是啊，随着一个人的社会地位越来越高。
But as a person who rises in the status of the society,
有时候人跟人的互动跟态度就开始改变啊。
And the interaction and the attitude from person to person may change.
啊，你隔壁的邻居，你可以跟他聊两句。
You may chat with your neighbor.
啊，但是你如果要去见大公司的老板，他叫你跟什么？你打电话去，他叫你跟他，只有秘书接电话，没有人理你啊。
But if you were to meet a CEO of a company, you will only get to speak to the secretary.
啊，为什么？因为身份地位的改变，人跟人的互动的态度随之不同啊。
And because the change in the status, the interaction between person to person also changes.
啊，这个就是我们的社会。
And this is our society.
哦，所以啊，大老板或有社会地位的人，能够跟你讲两分钟的话，就是很给你面子啦。
So those with power and authority in the society will only speak to you for a couple of seconds.
哦，但是你看摩西给我们留下的却是一个值得学习的榜样。
But Moses have left for us an example.
说最社会地位最高的摩西。
The person at the time, Moses, who was high in status.
啊，却能够俯就卑微，倾听这卑微小女子的话语。
He humbled himself to listen to the lowly pleas of these women.
啊，这个是你我需要放在心中。
And this is something both you and I need to place in our hearts.
如果今天这里是神的家。
Today, if this is the house of God,
而且你也把自己当成了神家中的家人。
And you see yourself as a member of this household.
那自然而然，你就不会把你的社会地位带进教会里面来。
And naturally, you will not mention your status in the society.
哦，所以你看，在约翰福音十三章的时候
，So as you can see recorded in John chapter 13,
他说啊，耶稣就离席站起身来，脱下了他的外袍。
Jesus arose and took off his coat.
啊，这个就是真耶稣教会的精神。
And this is the spirit of true Jesus Church.
我们没有高高在上的领袖。
We don't have someone who is very high in status.
我们也没有一层一层的。一层一层的阶级。
We don't have a hierarchy.
啊，你说传道讲道。
And yes, pastors speak sermons.
啊，但是你没有发现你们都可以坐着，只有我需要站着吗
？But no, don't you notice all of you are sitting? I'm the only one standing.
哦，为什么？因为你们比较重要啊。
Because you are more important.
哦，在神国里面，你们是最重要的。
In the kingdom of God, you are the most
important. 圣经里面称你们为天上的星啊。
The Bible describes all of you as the stars of heaven.
哦，所以我们就只好站着讲给你听啦。
So we stand to speak to you.
那你看我们的讲台上没有什么高高的宝座给那个有名望的人来坐啊。
And on the pulpit, we don't see a throne for those who are high in status.
为什么？因为在一个家庭当中， 家人是没有讲尊贵或卑微的。
Because in the family, no one speak of their status who is
high or low. 不管你今天在社会上有多大的成就。
No matter of your achievement in this world today.
你回到自己的家里还要讲身份地位吗？
Once you return back to your home, will you speak of your status again?
和你的太太讲说我是老板呢。
Will you tell your wife, I am the CEO?
跟你的孩子讲说我是大国有一间大公司耶。
And tell our children that I own a very large company.
你太太就要告诉你啊。
Then your wife will tell you.
我是老板的老板。
I am the boss of the boss.
你的小孩就要告诉你啊。
And then your children will tell you.
哦，那个大公司以后不是我的吗？
Isn't that big company that you own will be mine one
day? 家庭当中不讲这种高低阶级的差别。
And within the family, we don't speak of different status.
只讲家人当中彼此的相爱。
We talk about the love and harmony within a family.
哦，所以在教会里面不要分，不要自高自大啊。
So inside the church, we should not be proud and try to be on top.
因为我们都是神家中的人。
Because we are all members of God's household.
哦，所以你看，虽然摩西是当代最伟大的先知，最伟大的领导者。
So even Moses, he was the most famous prophet and person at the time.
但是他却能够谦卑俯就，并且聆听这卑微的小女子。
But he was willing to humble himself to hear their plead.
啊，所以主耶稣告诉我们啊。
So Jesus Christ tells us.
他说：“你想要在天国做最大的吗
？”If you want to be the best in heaven, the most important.
要做最大，你想要做最大嘛？你都 我们大家喜欢都做最大。你想在天国做最大的吗
？If you want to be of one of the highest status in heaven.
他说很简单啊，
it
你就
is easy.
你就去照顾那个教会当中最小、最软弱的那个就对了。
Then you help the lowest person in the church.
啊，他说你把一杯水给小子当中的一个喝啊。
To give a cup of water to the lowest person in the group.
他说你断不能不得赏赐哦。
And you will gain your reward.
哦，所以啊，一个人怎么样在神眼中为大？
So how can you be viewed as the greatest in front of God?
就是你要在人面前谦卑。
It is to humble yourself in front of men.
哦，所以这里圣经告诉我们。
So here the Bible tells us.
他说摩西从来没有瞧不起这些小女生。
That Moses have never looked down on these people.
而能够尊重他们，并且聆听他们的意见。
He respected them and listened to them.
啊，接下来这里圣经告诉我们。
And here the Bible continues to tell us.
我们看第五节哦。
In verse 5.
他说，于是摩西将他们的案件呈到神面前呐。这一句话也不简单啊。
And even this statement itself is not easy.
啊，说摩西来，他们来了，来到摩西面前。
When they came in front of Moses.
并且把自己的问题告诉摩西。
They told Moses of their problem.
摩西仔细听，用心想。
Moses listened carefully and thought considerately.
但是他处理的方法。
And the way he handled the case.
却是把案件呈到神面前啊。
To bring this case before the Lord.
在这里代表一件事情。
And here tells us.
我们不要忘记哦，那些女孩子在那。
Do not forget that the women are still there.
还有首领都在那里。
All the leaders of Israelites.
以色列百姓都在那里。
The Israelites are also there.
所以这句话是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
这句话基本上就是摩西告诉所有的人说，我不知道怎么办。
And this is Moses telling the congregation that he does not know what to do.
我们不要忘记哦，摩西是在审判百姓的哦。
And do not forget that Moses also served as a judge.
啊，圣经里面讲说啊，大家有问题都来找摩西。
Anyone who have a problem will come before Moses.
圣经里面告诉我们说，摩西学了埃及的一切智慧跟学问。
And the Bible tells us that Moses have learned all the wisdom and knowledge.
他说有能力有口才，他行事有能力，说话有口才。
He is skillful and has an eloquency to.
所以摩西是个非常聪明的人。
So he is a very wise person.
啊，受过非常好的教育。
He had very good education.
啊，判断能力非常的强。
He had very good, wisdom to decide.
但是在这里我们却看到摩西公开跟大家承认说，我不知道怎么办。
But here we can see that Moses have, offered himself and told everyone that he does not know what to do.
啊，这个对 能力越强的人越困难。
And this is very difficult for someone who is high in power.
你就跟小朋友说哦，你去找小朋友啊。
You can find little children.
你问小朋友，小朋友就问你，你问小朋友问题，小朋友跟你说 I don't know, 我不知道啊。
And you ask some questions, they will say I don't know.
哦，所以啊，小朋友要回答 I don't know 非常简单啊。
So it is easy for children to say I don't know.
啊，但是啊，随着年纪越来越大哦。
But as you age.
人就越来越不愿意承认自己的不足。
You are more unwilling to confess of your unableness.
好，所以我们不喜欢说我不知道。
So we don't like to say we don't know.
尤其是如果触碰到我们的专业领域啊。
Especially if it touches on our expertise.
啊，怎么可以说我不知道？我是专家哎。
How can you say you don't know? You're an expert.
啊，我一讲我不知道，好像我就输给别人，比别人更差了。
And when you say you don't know, it seems like you lost and that you have given yourself away.
所以人都不喜欢承认自己的不足。
So no one like to confess of their weakness.
啊，有一次啊，我在看一篇报道哦。
And one time I read an article.
啊，他是在做一个实验。
This article,
啊，不是他是一个节目，一个 program.
This program speaks of an experiment.
啊，他在做一个实验啊。
And this experiment,
啊，就是要讲他们的实验说啊，说那个啊，如果你去问路哈，千万不要问男生。
If you got lost and you're asking for the right way, don't ask a man.
啊，因为啊，男生啊，不知道也不告诉你啊。
Because a man will not know and not tell you anything.
哦，所以啊，他们就哦做了一个实验啊，在街头上做一个实验。
So they did an experiment on the street.
哦，就开始啊，就有一个女生就假扮自己迷路了。
So a woman pretend to be lost.
然后就开始问啊，就
the woman ask
啊，就去找男生啊，问啊这个哪里怎么走啊
？Ask all the men where to go.
啊，然后就问了很多个男生。
And she asked many men.
啊，然后再去问女生。
Then woman.
啊，让很多女生问很多女生说怎么走啊？
Many, many
啊，我不知道怎么走啊，在哪里啊？你告诉我啊。
And she pretend she doesn't know her way.
啊，结果啊，他们那个做那个实验出来结果了。
And the result of the experiment.
啊，结果这一个 myth 啊，这个说法被认证了。
And this myth was confirmed.
他说啊，你问路尽量不要问男生。
If you want to ask where to go, don't ask a man.
因为啊，大部分的男生不知道路，他也不承认的。
Because men, when they don't know the way, they do not like to confess it.
哦，啊，常常就跟你好像讲得很有把握哦。
They will speak with confidence.
啊，因为他那个是 video， 旁边都有人在偷录哦。有的男生很有把握，你就是往这里一直走。
And you can see the man that very confident.
你看到第一个红绿灯往右转。
If you see the first light, turn right.
啊，再走五分钟你就到了，没问题的。
And walk for another 5 minutes and you will be there.
啊，结果啊，其实人家那个地方在根本在反方向啊。
But it's actually in the opposite direction.
他说啊，其实问来问去啊，很多人因为他问的是比较偏僻的地方哦，很多男生都不知道路，但是绝对不承认。
And because the location is bit out of the way, but most people don't know, they don't like to confess it.
啊，因为人不喜欢承认自己的不足啊。
Because as humans, we don't like to confess of our weakness.
啊，我是听说哦，常常那个先生跟太太开车出门啊，也常常有这种问题哦。
And I heard that when a wife and a husband they go out, they will have the same problem.
啊，像太太跟先生讲，我们好像走错了，没有，怎么可能错呢？
And the wife would tell the husband, I think we're lost. And the husband say, no, no way.
啊，太太跟先生讲说，啊，我们问路边那个人，不要，我们一定对的，不用问路边的人，好像都是这样嘛。
And then the wife would say, let's ask where to go. But the husband would say, no, there's no need.
啊，结果啊，开了半天啊，真的在开到最后啊，不知道在哪里，先生还是死鸭子嘴硬说，啊，没有，快到了，应该再转个弯就到了。
And after a long time, even though they were already lost, the husband would still not admit.
其实这就是人性啊。
And this is human nature.
啊，随着人渐渐的改变，而且越来越复杂。
And as men became start to change and become more complicated.
随着一个人在社会地位或者是身份上越来越高。
And as their status start to increase in the society.
是专业的能力越强。
They are better at what they're doing.
就越来越困难承认说啊，其实我是不知道的。
Then it is even more difficult for this person to admit they're wrong.
啊，但是你在这里看到啊，摩西承认说我不知道，我不会，好像一点都不困难呢。
But here Moses confessed that he did not know, and it didn't seem difficult at all.
如果今天是我们来处理这个问题
，Today if it was us.
啊，如果我们来处理哈
，If we were to handle this case.
那个灵性比较不好的
，Those who are spiritually weak.
就随随便便自己决定了，不是吗
？Will probably decided themselves.
这种小事为什么要来烦我
？This is such a small matter. Why are you even bringing it to me?
啊，谁谁谁，你去处理就好了。
And it will command so and so to take care of it.
或者是说，这个我们以前没有这种例子。
Or say we have never had a precedent before.
你们离开吧。
Just leave.
哦，所以啊，第一种方法权威式啊，权威式不要烦我。
So the first method is to use your authority and cast them away.
啊，那个比较有良心一点的哈。
Those who are more nice and
哎呀，这个问题要怎么处理啊？以前没有例子哎。
They will think, what do we do? There's no precedent.
啊，但是听起来好像也有点理由哎。
And it seems like they have a reason.
啊，怎么办
？What should I do?
啊，所有的首领都在看你呀。
And all the leaders are watching.
以色列百姓都在等你呀。
People are watching you.
啊，你这时候就讲点好听的表面话。好了，这个哦，我们晚一点再来处理啊。这个我记住了，我们晚一点再处理哈。
And then you will say something nice in front of the people, the congregation, and say, "Let's take care of this later."
啊，然后再偷偷的去跟那些女孩子讲，哎，我们去求问神怎么办？为什么？
And then,
脸面嘛，脸面丢不起呀。
And then secretly tell these daughters to that will deal with it later.
哦，这个是比较有良心的哦。
And this someone who is more nice.
可是你看摩西处理完全是没有在顾什么我的脸面、我的形象、我高高在上的地位，对他来讲没有这些东西的。
But we can see for Moses, he doesn't have any of these issues. He brought it before God.
摩西只知道说以色列民有问题，我没有答案，我必须要去求问神。
He only knows that one of His people have a problem. He doesn't know what to do, so he brings it before God.
这是你我今天在教会侍奉中必须要学习的谦卑态度。
And this is a lesson for all of us who are serving the Lord in the church today.
也因为有这样啊。
And because of this.
哦，所以圣经里面神说摩西谦和超过世上众人啊。
That's why God said Moses is the most humble man.
神说摩西在我家是全然尽忠。
And that he's a servant in my house.
啊，为什么说他是最忠心的一个仆人？
He's the most loyal servant in the house.
我们有没有想过为什么这么多的圣经这么多工人，神说摩西是最忠心的一个？
Have you considered why God would say that Moses is the most loyal servant?
啊，是因为他去面对法老吗？
Was it because he faced the Pharaoh?
是因为他行了十大灾殃吗？
Was it that he had commanded the 10 plagues?
是因为他叫红海分开吗？
He has separated the Red Sea?
是因为他带领以色列人走了40年吗？
He led the Israelites to walk for 40 years?
都不是哦。
None of it.
其实神说摩西最忠心只有一个原因。
And there was only one reason why God would say that he was the most loyal servant.
就是不管他的身份怎么改变。
That no matter of his status,
摩西他从来没有忘记我就是一个仆人而已。
He never forget himself merely as a role of a servant.
众人叫他首领。
People call him a leader.
人人以他为尊。
The congregation respect him.
但是对摩西来讲，我就是一个仆人而已啊。
But to him, to Moses, he is only a servant.
仆人哪有那么多面子要讲啊？
A servant don't have any face.
仆人要讲，仆人在神面前讲什么自尊？
A servant should not speak of himself in front of the master.
哦，所以因为他从来没有忘记我就是一个很普通的仆人。
And because he has never forgotten his identity as a servant.
所以他在侍奉的路上可以很轻易的去承认说我不会，我不懂。
So in his life of servitude, he can easily say, I do not know.
能够告诉大家说我需要去问神，因为我没有答案给你们。
He can tell the people that I do not know and I need to ask God.
啊，这个是我们今天每一个人都需要学习的啊。
And this is something that all of us can learn today.
啊，尤其是教会当中的工人啊。
Especially the workers in the church.
啊，有时候我们在教会侍奉当中做久了，从菜鸟变成老经验。
Sometimes in our servitude, we go from a rookie to an expert.
啊，或者是在教会信主久了啊，这些呀、啊，教会里的门门道道你都很清楚啊。
We have believed for a long time, so we know everything about the church.
所以啊，有时候啊，懂多了、会多了、经验多了，那个态度就开始不一样啊。
And sometimes when we know more, with more experience, we start to change.
啊，别人问你问题，你不知道，但是你也不讲啊，你不讲你不知道啊。
When someone asks us a question, we don't know the answer, we still.
啊，赶快自己想一个，赶快编一个，然后再跟人家争得面红耳赤啊。
We'll make up an excuse and then just let it go.
啊，或者是以身份压人啊。
Or we may use our status to suppress others.
我带查经带了30年，你信耶稣信多久？你懂还是我懂
？Led Bible study for over 30 years. Do I know more or you?
啊，或许啊，在你我心中啊，多多少少都有一点这样子的危险啊，这样的危机在里面啊。
And perhaps in all of our hearts, we have a little bit of this inside.
哦，所以我们要以摩西做我们学习的对象。
So we must learn from Moses.
如果伟大的摩西能够谦卑的下来说， I don't know, 我不知道怎么办啊。
If this Almighty Moses can humble himself and say, I don't know.
行大神迹的摩西可以说，这个我不会啊，拿到神面前吧。
Moses who performed miracles and signs can do this.
啊，那我们有什么好弯不下腰来，有什么好承认不了，我们懂得有限呢？
Then how, why is it difficult for us to bend and to be lowly in heart?
啊，所以当摩西把这件事情带到神的面前，
So Moses brought the case before the Lord.
他就在众人面前承认自己的不足。
And he have confessed of his need to ask the Lord.
我们来看申命记的第一章。
And let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
申命记的第一章。
Chapter 1.
申命记一章的第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
9.
那时我对你们说，管理你们的重任我独自担当不起啊。所以我们看啊，这是摩西一直是同样的观念哦。
And so we can see that Moses had the same concept.
啊，他从来没有看自己超过所该看的。
He never see himself better than who he is.
啊，更没有在众人的称赞当中忘记自己是谁。
And he did not forget or lose himself among the compliments of
the people. 所以你看圣经当中有好几个地方都有记载哦。
And so we can see numerous recordings in the scripture.
他说我承担不了这个责任。
He said, I alone am not able to bear it.
那他说这个问题我没有答案，我们要去问神。
He says, I do not know the answer, so let's ask God.
这就是最真实的摩西。
And this was the truest sense of Moses.
一个很能够面对自己，看自己看得很清楚的摩西。
He sees himself clearly and faces himself.
使他能够在神家成为最忠心的仆人。
So that he can become the most loyal servant in the household.
哦，所以在这里我们看到摩西说，我要把这件事带到神的面前。
So here we can see Moses brought the case before the Lord.
其实在这里告诉我们摩西的两样处理事情的观念。
And we can see of his two concepts of when he handles problems.
第一个就是避免个人的主观。
And the first is to not decide with his own personal bias.
哦，很多时候我们都有自己的想法哦。
Oftentimes we have our own thinking.
啊，这个想法可能是我们过去的经验。
It can be based from our personal experience.
可能是我们social norm 哦，就是我们习惯的一个传统。
Social norms.
啊，所以对摩西来说，当他面对这个问题
，But for Moses when he faced this issue，
啊，过去都没有女生出来要产业啊，都没有分给女生啊，过去都没有的。
Previously there was never a case such as this when daughters would ask for inheritance。
啊，现在这些希罗非哈的女儿跑出来了。
But now the daughters of Zelophehad had appeared。
摩西可以用他传统的观念说：“你们走开。”
Moses can use his cultural understanding and norm to say you should go away.
说我们过去没有这样的事情，现在就不可以有这样的事情。
We never had this case before, so there should not be one now.
摩西可以很主观的用自己的想法。
Moses can surely use his own bias.
我个人觉得产业不用分给女生，我就这样决定了。
That if I think women should not be allowed to have inheritance, then so be it.
其实摩西可以的。
And Moses can do so.
以他在当代的社会地位，他讲的话就成为以色列的标准。
Consider his status in the days, whatever he says probably will be true.
在摩西的心中，他一定有自己的想法。
And in his heart, he must have his own bias.
有他的从小长大的观念或他所看见的传统。
How he was raised and the culture he was raised in.
哦，虽然他有自己的 preference, 他有自己的想法哦。
And he has his own preference.
但是他却没有把个人的想法、传统或者是个人的观念强加在神的事工上面。
But he never used his own personal preference to add on to what to God.
因为今天所提出来的这个问题不是单纯的你我的问题。
Because this problem is not just about you and I.
希罗非哈女儿提出来是属灵问题呀。
The daughters of Zelophehad had raised a spiritual
question. 到底这个名字要怎么传承下去？
Which is how do we pass on the name?
如果神没有给他神没有给他儿子，他的名字要怎么传下去？这是一个很大的问题呀。
Give him sons, then how do they continue to pass on their name?
这是信仰传承的问题。
This is about the passing of faith.
这是应许的问题。
About the passing of inheritance.
这个是选民的问题呀。
And the passing down of the people.
这个不是只是分财产，这不是只是 讲分财产哦。
This is not merely an issue of sharing possession.
如果只是钱，根本就不会带到摩西的面前啊。
If it is only about money or wealth, it will never be in front of Moses.
但是这个是以色列人选民社会结构的整体改变。
But this is talking about the structure of the Israelites.
哦，所以摩西没有用自己的旧有的观念或很强烈的个人意见，我觉得，我想，我认为你们就这样做啊，不是啊。
So Moses did not use his own thinking and personal preference to decide.
而是把自己的个人的想法先放到一边。
But he had put aside his personal preference.
或许摩西从小就是看这个父系社会，他觉得从小没看过女人可以分产业的啊。
And perhaps he never seen any woman have any possession.
但是他却没有用他自我的观念来强加在圣工上面。
But he did not use his own personal preference on this matter.
哦，所以在这里我们看到摩西求问神啊。
So we can see Moses ask God.
哦，所以这个是我们今天也要去学习的。
And this is something we can learn today as well.
你有你的做事方式，我有我的做事，你有我的，我有我的处理问题的方法。
You have your own ways and I have mine.
你有你的观念，我有我的传统。
You have your own thinking and I have my own culture.
啊，但是在真耶稣教会，我们谈的不是你个人主观的意见。
But in Jesus Church, we do not speak of only of our personal.
我们也不讲你所从小吸收的传统。
And we do not talk about the culture that you were raised in.
啊，真耶稣教会里面只有一个文化。
That there is only one culture.
叫做真耶稣教会的文化。
This is a culture of True Jesus Church.
而这真耶稣教会的文化是建立在圣经的标准之上。
And this culture is established on the principles.
这是我们唯一的文化。
And this is our only culture.
哦，所以摩西给你我留下一个榜样。
So Moses left for you and I a lesson.
放开你个人的坚持或你强烈的意见。
To let go of your ego and your personal preference.
啊，然后把问题提到神的面前，求神来指引方向。
And bring this problem before the Lord for guidance.
这是摩西伟大的原因。
And this is why Moses was so great.
好，我们看回来27章的第六节啊。
Let us return back to 27 verse 6.
第六节。
6.
神晓谕摩西说，希罗非哈的女儿说的有理，你定要在他们父亲的弟兄中把地分给他们，将父亲的产业归给他们。第八节。你也要晓谕以色列人说，人若死了没有儿子，就要把他的产业归给他女儿。第九。他若没有女儿，就把他的产业归给他的弟兄，他若没有弟兄，就把产业归给他父亲的弟兄。第十一节。他父亲若没有弟兄，就把他的产业给他族中最近的亲属，他便要得为业。这要做以色列人的律例典章，是照神所吩咐摩西的。在这里他得到了他的答案。
And here, they have received an answer.
哦，说当他把问题提到神的面前。
After he brought the case before the Lord.
神就把答案交给了他。
God told him the answer to the problem.
哦，这个答案跟摩西原本想的一不一样，我们不知道。
And whether or not this answer was the same as what Moses had in mind, we do not
know. 但是这个答案定是跟当代的风俗遗传习惯完全不同。
But surely this answer was contrary to the culture and the society at the time.
啊，因为我们刚讲过，当代的女子是不承接产业的。
Because we have spoken before that the woman at the time do not receive any possession.
哦，所以虽然这跟当时的风气不同。
So even though this was against the society norm.
啊，可能也跟当时的文化传统完全不一样。
Against the culture and tradition of the time.
甚至跟摩西自己心里的认知也不一样。
And even more so, it may be different from what Moses was thinking.
哦，所以神不但告诉他。
God not only spoke to him.
神还特别说，这要做以色列中的定例啊。
He said that this should be the statute of judgment for the children of Israel.
为什么要设成定例？
Why did God set it as a command?
因为这跟他们大家想的都不一样啊。
Because this is different from what all of them are thinking.
所以才需要变成一个定例，以后就照此办理。
It needs to be a statute of judgment, and that should be carried on.
神的给的方法，神给的答案，可能跟摩西原本心中所计划、所想的观念是不同的。
And what God had commanded Moses may be different from what Moses had in his heart.
那但是摩西伟大在什么？就是当神说话了，他就顺服。
But Moses, he was humbled, and he did exactly what God commanded.
能够接受不一样的意见。
He was able to receive something that was different.
他能够听这些西罗非哈女儿的想法。
He was able to listen to the daughters of Zelophehad.
他能够接受神所回馈出来的答案。
He was able to receive and take in what God had told him.
这是一个好工人的表现。
And this is a example of a great worker.
哦，就像在出埃及记的十八章里面啊。
And just like as it was recorded in Exodus.
我们可以看一下出埃及记的第十八章。
Exodus chapter 18.
出埃及记十八章的第十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节。
13.
第二天，摩西坐着审判百姓。百姓从早到晚都站在摩西的左右，十四节。摩西的岳父看见他向百姓所做的一切事，就说：“你向百姓做的是什么事呢？你为什么独自坐着？百姓从早到晚站在你的左右呢？”第十五节。
15.
摩西对岳父说：“这是因为百姓到我这里来求问神，他们有事就到我这里来，我就在两灶之间施行审判，叫他们知道神的律法、律例和法度。”第十七。
17.
摩西的岳父说：“你这做的不好啊！”当场打脸呢，打脸。
Moses' father-in-law immediately slapped him in the face.
哦，真的啊，摩西想出来的好方法。
That Moses thought that he came up with a good method.
摩西从早到晚的辛劳。
Moses was there from morning until evening.
你看哦，你付出很大的努力，你付出很大的代价，你从早到晚非常的辛苦。
That you have gave so much and you put in so much effort.
你做的要死要活，你觉得你已经连命都快要付出来了。
And you did so much, you feel like you have almost given your life.
结果你旁边那个人突然跟你讲说：“我告诉你啊，你这做的不好啊。”
And suddenly the person who stands beside you tells you that what you are doing is not good.
如果今天是我们，我们忍得住那一口气吗？
And if it was us today, can we still hold our anger?
尤其是摩西是以色列全会众的首领，哎
，Especially Moses was a leader of all the people.
神所选定的领袖
，He was a chosen leader of God.
大有能力的工人
，He was powerful and almighty.
手上拿着神的杖
，He hold the staff of God in his hand.
在整个以色列团体当中，没有人比他更大了。
And there was no one greater than him.
结果这时候突然有一个不知道哪里有一个人这样出来跟你说，指着你的鼻子跟你讲。你做的不好啊。
And suddenly someone who points in your face and tells you that what you're doing is not good.
你忍得下去吗？
Can you hold on to your
frustration? 很多时候我们都当场就翻脸了，哪里受得了啊？
And most of us will not be able to.
你没有看到我付出的心血，你没有看到我做的努力，你只会讲风凉话，你就会说我做的不好。要不然你做嘛。
Not see my effort, my tears, and my sweat.
啊，是不是我们今天有时候在做圣工哦，只要别人讲一句话我们就翻脸啦。
That today when we serve God, when someone say something about us, we get angry immediately.
讲的你讲那么轻松，要不然你来做啊。
We will say, if it's so easy for you, then why don't you do it?
啊，是不是人有时候很会生气啊。
And as men, we get angry easily.
我们付出努力没有得到众人的认同，我们就生气。
If what we do is not being recognized by others, then we get frustrated and angry.
啊，我们辛辛苦苦没有人给我们鼓励，我们就生气。
We have worked so hard and no one gave us a compliment, then we are angry.
我们是老经验，还有人给我们建议，我们会觉得说你懂什么？
We are experienced people and someone gave you an advice and you will think, what do you know?
你做得多还是我做得多？你懂得多还是我懂得多呢？
Who does more and who knows more?
哦，所以啊，人的反应是什么？情绪。
So what is an average person's reaction is to have emotions.
啊，但是你看呢，摩西的岳父指着他鼻子说，指着他鼻子说，你这做的是什么事啊？哇，完全推翻嘞，完全打垮你一切的付出哎。
And when Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What is that you do is not good."
你可以想象，你努力建立的一切，旁边人跟你讲说，你浪费时间，你做的什么事？
Can you imagine everything you have sacrificed, and someone next to you tells you that you have wasted your time?
然后做的这样子啊，已经尽到全心全力，旁边一个人说，你这做的不好。
And this person tell you you're not doing the right thing.
请问你受得了吗？
Can you stand that?
人家摩西就受得了啊。
And Moses was able to.
所以他的岳父跟他讲，来，我告诉你怎么做啊。
So Moses' father-in-law told him, this is what you should do.
你看《生命记》第一章哦，摩西有听他岳父的话哦，有听哦。
And actually, Moses did listen to his father-in-law in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
为什么？因为摩西的岳父说的有理啊。
Because Moses' father-in-law, he was able to reason with him.
摩西学了埃及各项的学问，说话行事都有能力。
He learned all the knowledge and all the wisdom of the time.
但他伟大的地方在于他能够谦卑不断学习更学习更多的方法。
But what was great about him was that he was willing to always humble himself to learn more.
当有人给你建议啊。
And when a person gives you an advice.
当你生气。
And when you're angry.
只代表说你已经拒绝成长了不成长了。
It means that you have already rejected this growth.
因为你觉得你已经够了。
Because you think you are enough.
别人讲的都是他们不懂。
That whatever they say is not true.
别人的建议都是废话。
That it is a waste of time.
不管你讲什么，你懂得有我多吗？
And whatever you say will not be more than what I already know.
所以如果有人给你任何的建议，你的第一个反应是不屑或者是愤怒，那只代表你拒绝成长。
So when someone gives you an advice and your first reaction is anger, then you have already rejected their advice.
所以你看摩西啊，摩西虽然凡事有能力，身处高位，蒙神的大能，但是他说什么？不会啊，不会就是要学嘛。
And even though Moses was powerful, but he was still willing to learn.
所以他能够走在主的路上，服侍主，成为神家最忠心的工人。
That's why he is able to continue to walk on this path and serve God as the most loyal servant.
其实比起摩西我们懂得很少。
And compared to Moses, we know very little.
其实比起摩西我们跟神的关系很淡薄。
Compared to Moses, our relationship with God is not as good.
那其实比起摩西我们历练的经历实在是不足。
Compared to Moses, our endurance and what we have know is not enough.
那所以如果摩西能够谦卑聆听别人的意见。
So if Moses can humble himself to hear others' advice.
那我们就更要以他做你我今天侍奉学习的榜样。
And this should be the spirit of servitude that all of us can learn from.
不会没有关系。
That,
不会没有关系啊，你不会啊，你不会没有关系啊。
If you don't know, then it's okay.
不会没有关系啊，神会就好了，你去问他。
As long as God knows, you can ask him.
不会没有关系。
It's okay if you don't know.
你谦卑下来，自然就会有了答案。
As you humble yourself, then there will be an answer.
所以愿我们每个人都像摩西一样。
So may God help us all of us to be like Moses.
在教会当中，众人都坐在荣耀的宝座上。
That in the church, all the people in the congregation sits on the throne of glory.
但是坐在宝座却能谦卑不断的聆听学习。
But on this throne, we are still willing to humble ourselves and listen.
腰要弯得下来。
That we can bend and be lowly.
说那荣耀的冠冕才能够戴得长久。
Then we can wear this throne of glory for a longer time.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
250首。
250.